The Rangers hosting the Astros. Ivan Rodriguez's Hall of Fame plaque on display at the ballpark. He'll be honored all weekend as he has his number covered up, ready to be unveiled on Saturday. Pick up the action in the third, 2-0 Texas. Carlos Gomez with the bases loaded facing Charlie Morton.
Here's the pitch to Gomez, and it's ripped up the middle, base hit. One run will score, that's two. Andrews around third, he'll score. And Carlos Gomez lines a sharp single to center field and drives in two. It's 4-0 Rangers.
1-1. And Beltre lines it down the left field line, a fair ball headed for the corner. Andrews scores easily. Beltre on his way to second base as he's just tied Wade Boggs, hit number 3,010. And the Rangers now lead it 5-0, Beltre's 15th double of the year. The 0-1. And Springer hits this in the air, right center field, fairly deep. It sends back Mazzara looking up. See you later! Into the Rangers bullpen, a two-run home run for George Springer. And it is 6-2 Rangers. Springer's team-leading 28th home run of the year. Claudio delivers. And McCann drives this into right field. Mazzara late break coming in. And he makes the shoestring catch. He caught that just before it hit the ground. He got a late break and almost butchered that, but able to come up with it. And the inning draws to a close. A.J. Hinch says hold the phone, may challenge the call of a catch.
Well, Mazzara pretty sure that he made that catch. And if he did, what a wonderful catch by the right fielder. The game changer for sure is Mazzara. Didn't look like he had a chance. And it looked like he got that catch, and the call was made right by the umpire.
Astros don't challenge. They do get four, strand one, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. Rangers 6, Astros 4. 3-2.
On the inside corner for strike three, frozen with a changeup, and that is the ball game.
The Rangers win their second straight, taking it 6-4, while also handing Houston a season-high fourth straight defeat. Cole Hamels the win, going 7 scoreless innings, striking out 5. Elvis Andrews 3 hits and 3 runs scored. Alex Bregman extends his hitting streak to 13 games. The Astros lose a season-high fourth straight game. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
Some good at-bats late. Hamels was really tough early. We had good at-bats early, too. Just couldn't do anything against him. But obviously a nice comeback at the end. Fell a little short, but proud of our guys.
You think of the bat to end the game, Altuve battling there, mm-hmm. and ultimately the look.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a tough, he's got a good changeup. It's like a little bit like a breaking ball, but, bottom of the zone, tough pitch. It was tough on all of our guys. We swung through a couple of those. He's been good all year, so that's both guys. Obviously, getting Altuve to the plate, that's all you can really ask for.
Why was it so tough to get anything going against Hamels?
He's just really good. You know, his fastball was good. He can move it. He had a good cutter. He kept throwing the cutter into righties where he couldn't really do anything, fouling over our dugout or down the left field line. Occasional slow curveball, occasional changeup. This is what he is when he's good. And it's tough to mount any sort of consecutive rally. Get him on. Get a couple guys on bases. Come up with a big hit. But he's just really good tonight.
What'd you see Charlie specifically in that third inning?
Well, leadoff walked and held, and then obviously couldn't field the bunt in the big inning. Ended up getting him, but he pitched okay. He had his feel for his breaking ball for most of the game. There was a couple 2-strike fastballs that that cost him. They put some good at bats together. We gave him a couple extra bases here and there, a couple walks. They took advantage of any opportunity they had. So. All in all, he got a little bit deeper into the game than it looked like after the beginning, but tough night for him.
The series against the Rangers continues on Saturday with Mike Fiers on the hill.